Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Bowling is fun, even though I'm not much of a bowler, and I've never bowled a perfect 300 in my life. I can probably count the times that I've gotten over 200 on one hand. A strike is when you get all 10 pins down on the first throw, right? But I'm more familiar with the next best thing, the spare. That's when you knock down the remaining pins on your second throw, and you get the bonus of adding the next throw's points to the current round. Spares aren't always easy, though, especially when there's a split, or when there's that one pin just in the corner, and it's destined that my second throw falls into the gutter just inches before it would have struck in that final pin. A very familiar scene when bowling with Pastor Roberts, there's still one pin standing. Okay, so what's the point? What does this have to do with Jesus? Today we heard Jesus say, if anyone would come after me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Well, I can't say that I hate my parents. They're pretty nice people. And they're here right now, too. If I'd say that, I would have to go to my room and not get any supper tonight. Much less can I say that I hate my wife. I love my wife. She loves and cares for me. And my children? Okay, maybe they're stinky sometimes, but really, I love them, and they love me, and I'm just kidding, kids. It's fine. But to say that I hate them? And truth be told, we live in the greatest country in the world, despite the politics and the moral issues that are declining, and the rising health care costs, and the $19.3 trillion debt, and the terror. Okay, I take it all back. Now, anyway, it still stands that this is the land of the free and the home of the brave. And I've got a wonderful life and a wonder-filled calling. And it's football time in East Tennessee. And the weather's getting better. And I love you all as much as I love coffee. Which is really a compliment, guys. Come on. I drink it every day. I mean, you know, it shows you how much I love you. Every day. Why do I feel like I have to explain myself to you? Probably because you haven't had my coffee. Therefore, I don't hate my life. I love my life. So therefore, can I be Jesus' disciple? According to what Jesus just said in the text, no. I'm disqualified. And if you resounded it anyway with what I was saying, then neither can you. When Jesus asks us to be all in perfect obedience to his word, we can only be all in for a short period of time before the old Adam kicks in and reminds us, you don't want to be in like that. You don't want to bear your own cross like Jesus did. You don't want to give up your life over to full service to God, to 100% love of him and for someone else. You want to have your cake and eat it too. You want to love your parents, wife, and children, and Jesus. Thinking, can't we just all get along? If God is love, why is he calling us to hate our parents and ourselves? Well, let me tell you why. Because loving yourself and loving others the way we do is a distraction and a betrayal of our ultimate devotion to God. So be careful. Which of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost? Whether he has enough to complete it, Jesus said. Yes, before you say, I do, to loving God with all your heart, fully and being Jesus' disciple, you better sit down and figure it out if you have what it takes. Can you overcome every temptation to sin? Because as a disciple of Jesus, that's what you're being asked to do. Can you obey God rather than men? Will you renounce all that you have? He even asks us that in the text. Even the secret stash that you're keeping as a backup. If you won't, can't, or are like, yeah, right, you cannot be Jesus' disciple. In other words, the cost of discipleship is high. So who can be Jesus' disciple? The answer is the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. When all the other proverbial pins are knocked down, there's still one pin standing. And that pin is Jesus. He became one of us and stands with us. When sin comes along and knocks us all down, disqualifying us for God's kingdom and true discipleship, Jesus is that last one standing, God in human flesh for us. You might recall that he proved at age 12 where his devotion lies. Do you? Remember when he was lost and his parents thought he was betraying them in the temple? That they left and went back to where they were going and Jesus wasn't with them. And they're like, son, why have you done this to us? And Jesus answers, well, didn't you know I have to be about my Father's business? In other words, his concerns of his Father, his God, his love, outweighed the concerns that his parents had for him to be obedient to them. In other words, he has a mission to complete as God's son. He must fulfill the law. He must be in about his Father's business. He must avoid sin. He must overcome temptation. He must hate or be willing to sacrifice, if you will, his own life to demonstrate the gracious love of God who does something that much for us, who betray him daily and wouldn't give it all up for him. To show this gracious love of God for parents, wife, children, brothers, and sisters. He hates the sin, yet he loves the sinner. He bore his own cross to redeem those who cannot be his disciples. His redeeming love redeems all the failures that we commit to be disciples of Jesus. Imagine if you had to bowl a perfect 300 in the game of life in order to be saved. Jesus alone did it for you. His righteousness covers every sin, every bad throw, every attempt to be a good disciple for God. Even covers original sin. When you go about the business of counting the cost to be a disciple, praise Jesus, for only he has already paid your bill, already paid the price by his cross and by his open tomb. By believing, you can be Jesus' disciple. By believing, in fact, you are already Jesus' disciple. And you can learn to both love and hate yourself and your parents and your wife and children and your brothers and sisters. You can hate the world for distracting you from loving God above all things, and you know the temptations that come even from parents and wife and children and brothers and sisters. But you can still love them and forgive them and live at peace with them and all because Christ's love and his cross set you free for them. And as a disciple of that, you can look at them through the lens of Jesus and his forgiveness and his cross and open tomb, his perfect love for you. God's love, gracious beyond all telling. Jesus welcomes sinners to be his disciples. This Labor Day weekend, we can remember his call that he gives in our text today to say, hate yourself and hate everyone else because they get in your way of your love of God. But also, I think we do well to remember the gospel and these words that he spoke to. Come to me, all you who are heavy laden and labor, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon yourselves and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's the kind of discipleship he calls us to ultimately, graciously, through his word. May you hear and rejoice in his invitation to be his disciple in both ways, both the way of the law, you can't, but the way of the gospel, he already has. And therefore, it's yours as a gift through belief, through all things in Christ. Rejoice, believe, repent, and it's yours. Amen. And now may the grace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.